what happened.
Yeah, I apologize.
That was the area. It's no worries. And then I know I'm going to be driving or moving around and things of that nature.
It's okay. It's probably my fault. It's not a problem. So I want to work with you. I want to do this. And if we can make it make sense for both parties, obviously, you know, you say, what's my number right now? Honest God's truth, I don't have one that I can say here, because I haven't looked at it that closely, because we haven't really had an in-depth conversation like this. You know,
right?
I'm all about you getting the most you can get. If let's see, I mean. One question, you know, I need to know, you know, would help me kind of understand is how much are you in arrears? That would help me.
No, it's a low. It's
less or
a low. It's very low, 5 figures. So let's bump that with 10 grand. So that's okay. Not easy. It's not hard for me to be out of the rears. I was like 4 times that in the rears when I was in foreclosure. So that's already been taken care of. So what I'm saying is it's not hard for me to generate capital so I can get myself out of the rears. Right now it's what I'm looking at and what I'm trying to do and accomplish that I'm working on, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. So, I mean, it's clearly evident that you can, you know, you'll catch up. Even when you do catch up or, you know, sell the house or not sell the house, I mean, do you 100% want to sell the house?
Yeah, I've even been debating, do I want to make it an Airbnb or what direction I want to go in? Because this is like a community for that, you know.
Sure.
That whole, you know, because of the amenities and things of that nature, not work that in. The numbers and all of that stuff for the day, you know, rentals. And because it's a 5-bedroom, it makes it even more appealing with that, where that's concerned. So, and I have gym equipment in here already, so that makes it even more appealing and things of that nature. So I'm just trying to weigh my options, what's the best thing for me, because I know, and I do know, I won't be staying here. I'm looking at the time frame. For me, my time frame is anywhere from 60 to 180 days as far as being here, but I don't see myself being here past that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Okay.
So basically 3 to 6 months. So I'm just, or I should say 2 to 6 months. So I'm just trying to figure out the logistics where that's concerned. Me knowing a ballpark is only based upon that. It's not a solid number. It's not saying that's where we're going to land. It's just going to help me in my decision making. And knowing a range, even if it's the range that you wanted to give, the whole point is what information are you willing to share, right? Because that's what I just showed and laid out all my cards for you,
yeah,
pretty much. So now it's just the balls in your court to see if you're going to lay out your cards and the things that you want to reveal to me so that we know if we should move forward or if we should just, you know, you go another route and you look for other properties within this cul-de-sac. So I'm just, that's a subdivision. So I'm just coming from that standpoint.
Okay.
Does that make sense, Zach?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm just, you 100% transparent with me. I'm going to be 100% transparent with you. You know, realistically, you know, the, you know, price per square foot, you know, that's a range, but, you know, the yearly change is 9%, you know, and so that's that in value. So, you know, every year is different. And, you know, this property, you know, because I'm your businesswoman, you know this, but, you know, when you look at it, this is a $400,000 house as, you know, in perfect condition. You know,
I could easily get 420 out of this home. Just in the size, the square footage is 2,600 square feet, and not to mention it's 5 bedrooms. So I could squeeze out 420. And I know I could create a bidding war just off some things that I could do and tweak in the home. So that's not necessarily true, but I'll give you that. That's a ballpark.
Yeah, that's a.
But that's not in perfect condition.
No,
I know because I know the area.
I mean, like, you know.
No major repairs.
Based off what the pictures show online, that would be a good, you know, figure to kind of, you know, say, okay, it's not. It's clean, it's nice, but it's not super updated, as I would say.
Right, so, exactly. But that's the thing, that I know how to make updates that would turn it into a I don't want to say a cash cow, but just something that would create a bidding war to sell quickly. I know what to change and what to update.
Right. And your business professional, your return on investment for, you know, countertops or, you know, paint. I mean, realistically, it's a trading time, you know, like it's not necessarily adding value, but it makes it look, you know, nicer. You know, if you change out the countertops, you're not going to just simply go from, you know, 400 to 420. You got to add real value. And I mean, you know this, but I'm just kind of.
Four bedrooms have sold for 420 and not even off the lake. So I know. And it's been 4 bedrooms. But we're not going to go back and forth on that. It's just, yeah. I mean, it's irrelevant. My whole point is you're still taking the long route to get to your number.
Okay. Well, what do you have in mind, you know, when you're just. Not a sale price.
I'm not going to reveal my number. It's up to you. I would reveal the things that I'm willing to reveal.
Okay.
Right? You know the market. You know how rare it is for a 5-bedroom to be in this subdivision. It's rare. It's not a lot of 5-bedrooms over here, Zach. So that's number one, which automatically is talking about space because people want space. And 2,600 square feet is not regular over here. So we already know that it's a large garage, which is, you know, a lot of people want that space. It's a long driveway, you know, which needs to be updated. So I'm taking into account, you know, account for that. The aesthetics on the outside, I have made them more appealing. There's, you know, porch furniture out there that's appealing. So I've made the curb appeal. So that's not an issue either. My whole point is, what are you willing? Not to mention, I may leave gym equipment in here, which also ups the value to someone that may be looking to purchase a home. This is like simple, you know, I have a leg press and all these different things. So I'm just trying to figure out what's your number. You know,
okay.
What number are you willing to reveal? And that's it, you know.
Well, I'll tell you this.
And you can go your lowest, or you can come in the middle or whatever, however you want to land, but just the number.
Well, I'll tell you this. And just being professional, gentlemen, you know, that ain't going to sell a house. It'd be nice to have, but it ain't going to increase the value. You have a nice house, you know.
I know people. You know real estate. I know people. So we can just end it there.
Okay.
I know people, so please don't tell me that.
Well,
I know people.
It doesn't
increase. And I'm saying I know what makes things appealing. It does. Things like that are not left in homes. So.
Well, I'm just saying when you're looking at.
But we're not gonna. I just already has stated we're not gonna go back on logistics because I know people. You know real estate. That's two different things. Now, if we was working together, and we had business deals together. Then you learned that from me. But we're not getting into that right now.
Do you think I've never bought a house with gym equipment in it?
But that's you. I said I know people. That's your perspective. You have to know many perspectives to make that call, Zach. You don't know a lot of perspectives because you're kind of stuck in your own limited beliefs right now. What I'm saying is I know people. I know what's appealing to people, especially husbands.
Okay.
Especially when you're selling to families.
Well, I just, you know, I don't think we're speaking logically here. I don't want to.
And I'm going to end this conversation and wish you a great day because I don't have any more time to go back and forth. Because
okay.
You're still taking the long route, Zach. But good luck to you, and I really hope that you find what you're looking for. God bless.